A warming trend is underway across the lower parts of the Midwest, where we were quite cold during the weekend, but it looks like soil temperatures will begin to respond to the warmer air temperatures, and we'll see the stage set for at least some field work possible as we move forward in time. The big question is, will we be able to dry out enough to support that process? Well, the forecast does not offer much precipitation for the region right away, but as we get into the middle and latter parts of this week, conditions will deteriorate again and will likely run into some potential for precipitation coming and going across the region. The question is, just how significant will each rain event be? Will it be enough to set us out of the fields for extended periods, or will the warmth help to get us into the fields in between rain events? And the answer to that question is that most likely our warmest weather will occur over the next 2 or 3 days, and then after that a milder bias will probably with us, so it won't be so good in the sense of getting us to dry down well between rain events. It'll be a difficult process because the temperatures won't be quite as warm as they will be over these next few days. We are expecting to see the afternoon highs today to peak out mostly in the 50s and 60s across a big part of the Midwest, but 70 degree readings will occur in the Missouri River Valley and areas out to the west. In fact, some of hard red winter wheat country will see 80 degree temperatures this afternoon. In contrast, some 40 degree readings will occur across parts of Michigan and northeastern Ohio. Tomorrow, the warm up will continue across the lower parts of the Midwest, with 60s and lower 70s expected in many areas in the Ohio River Valley, and we'll expect to see the temperatures again warm as we go into Wednesday and Thursday of this week, and at that time, those 2 days, we may see temperatures get up into the 70s in a more significant manner across areas from southern Illinois to southern Ohio and southward into Kentucky, including parts of Missouri. Well, the warmth will help to accelerate drying, but we are going to have to deal with a chance for some increasing rain potentials for the region. Our first opportunity for rain will begin as we go into the day on Wednesday as a cool front starts to push through the western Corn Belt, and that cool front will push right across the Mississippi River Valley area as we get into Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. Showers and thunderstorms will occur as that frontal system pushes through the region, and the precipitation will impact most of the eastern and lower parts of the Midwest as we move on into the day on Thursday. Rainfall with this event will vary greatly across the region. You'll see a lot of quarter to three-quarter inch amounts and some local totals getting up over an inch, and that'll be enough to set back field work for a little while, obviously. But with all the warmth that occurs ahead of this, there may be some field work that takes place just before that for those few folks that want to risk planting before the insurance dates have arrived. And it looks as though the next system after that, which occurs here during midweek, will show itself as we get into the early part of next week. We'll see another storm system, another frontal boundary beginning to impact the region late Sunday into Monday across the heart of the Midwest. Moisture totals will be light with that event, but it's followed immediately by another frontal system, and the two systems combined will make it plenty wet. In fact, some areas in the Ohio River Basin could see some 1 to 2 inch rains and something greater perhaps, and we'll keep a close eye on that event. Again, that's early next week. After that, there'll be another short-term break in precipitation, and who knows, looks like the odds are fairly good we'll run into more precipitation at the end of next week. And after all, it is spring, and this is not all that unusual. We'll expect, though, to see the temperatures at night to fall back into a seasonable range of 30s and 40s coming up over the next 2 or 3 nights. It looks like as we get into Thursday morning, the lows will be in the 40s, perhaps even the 50s across parts of the region just ahead of that next storm system, and then we'll cool down again as we get into the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.